It could be you, but it hasn't been for quite some time. The National Lottery, as you know, has been in the headlines of late. The subject or the issue of the lottery draw even raising the dole last week. There has been no winner of the lottery jackpot since early June. The jackpot has been capped to just over 90 million euro since, the beginning of September, roughly or so. I think we're heading for 50 consecutive draws without a jackpot winner. And it led to one Fine Gael TD, Bernard Durkin, calling recently for an investigation and audit into the operation of the lottery. But the games continue, the rollover jackpots keep on going. We're joined on the line by Fran Huerty of the National Lottery. Fran, good morning to you.
That's some info, Noel. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's all good from your point of view, I'm sure. Remind me again, on Wednesday, how many rollover draws is that on Wednesday?
We're nearly losing track at this stage. It's going for over 26 weeks. It's over 51 now.
51.
Yeah, absolutely. At this moment, we're just absolutely crying out for a winner.
And you mean that sincerely, don't you?
Absolutely. Look, this is such a bizarre sequence of events. We could have the lotto for another 100 years and we literally wouldn't have this again. Like, the previous record roll is 22 rolls, which is nearly double at the moment. So it really is an unforeseen event.
Yeah, and that's it. It comes down to, I mean, all this thing about investigations. Do you buy into any of that or what has been the response to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we accepted an invitation to the Dáil committee. So we're happily heading there next week just to basically explain everything about the game. Look, the game hasn't changed since 2015. And so far this year, we've had 16 lotto millionaires. And I suppose that the one thing that you can never predict a lotto jackpot roll, the three previous weeks before this capped lotto jackpot, we had three winners all in a row, three Saturdays in a row. So it's just absolutely impossible to predict.
Right, a couple of questions. Why is it capped at just over 19 million euro? What's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, it's capped for a very important reason. So it's capped at 19 million to really ensure the integrity of the game. I know many of your listeners might have seen reports on RTE News or Virgin Media that technically it might be possible to buy every ticket combination for just over 21 million euro.
It happened, didn't it, twice before in the earlier days?
It certainly happened once. Now, obviously, that was, I think, early 90s.
Yeah, long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just little things like that, just to ensure that the lotto is safe, that the integrity of it is there, and that it can't be bought.
Right, okay. And you know what people are saying. I don't know, I don't have the full figures. As you say, 16 lotto millionaires this year, but people are saying because it's capped, there should be higher payouts for match five and match five plus the bonus, the nearly wins.
Yeah, so if you look at, since the jackpot has been capped, it was capped on the 2nd of October. So since the 2nd of October, the prize that would have went to the lotto jackpot has flowed down. So the flow down to the match five and the bonus winners, and if in a draw there hasn't been a match five and a bonus winner, it's gone down to the match five. So the biggest winner of any prize from the flow down has actually been an online winner in Sligo. They won over 1.2 million in November.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the examples of match five prizes, last Wednesday, 26 players won 29,000 euro. Including three players in Donegal. So it is going down to those levels, match five and the bonus and the match five. And I know a lot of people may not see it at the match three, the match four levels, but it is going to the higher levels.
What is the situation in unprecedented circumstances like this? As you say, the rollover, we're hitting for 51 draws, which is double the amount of draws without the jackpot being won.
Yep.
Does that mean more people buy the lotto or less people? What does it mean for sales in general?
Well, when we see, it's actually rare enough that we have a jackpot above 10 million. We'll probably see it once or twice a year. And at the 10 level, at the 10 million level, we will get an increase in players. People will come on board that may not be regular lotto players. So you will get an increase. And I suppose at the start of the 19 million roll, there was huge excitement about it. You know, it was a record jackpot draw. We all expected it to be won in early October, but as it's gone on, I suppose the sales would have plateaued, so you're probably keeping a similar amount of people in the game that would have started at the 19 million jackpot cycle. It is creating huge excitement, and I suppose the biggest winners as well. We haven't seen the big winner, the 19 million, but 60 million from the roll itself has gone to good causes. So that's really important as well.
Right, okay. There was a fascinating documentary last year or the year before about some of the lottery winners in history. It was one of the best bits of television I've seen in years. But there was a statistic on that, and I can't remember the exact figure. A very small percentage of lotto jackpot winners actually go public, even though there's a financial incentive for them to do so. But in general, people like to keep it private, don't they?
You know, I was actually listening to the panel on Friday, and you were talking about public winners. We would see, it's high 90s of people who would stay private. Now, there's absolutely no incentives for people to go in public.
Is there not? I thought there was an extra couple of grand or something. No, I'm wrong of that.
No, it's actually funny. I have a funny story. I had a Euro Millions jackpot winner who had won tens of millions of euro. And they sat in front of me in the winner's room and they asked me what we would give them to go public. You know, what do you give somebody who has won tens of millions of euro to go public? So we don't encourage anybody to go public. Most people have their mind made up. They have their friends told or communities told ever before. I think we've seen it up in Donegal in 2019, Audrin Doherty. He won €1 million and he was already public by the time he came up to us. So that's the sort of situation you see when people do go public. And the private winners themselves, I know we might say, oh, it's a private win, but many people do share the news with their local community. So in essence, you will have a public win that may not just have gone public to the national media, if that makes sense.
Yeah, all right, okay. So again, over, what is it, 19 million, is it 90 million and 60 or 90 million 600?
19 million, 60,000 and 800 euro. It's etched in my brain.
I can imagine it is. Okay, tomorrow night. And as I say, the catchphrase, it could be you, the National Lottery wanted to be you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And can I just appeal to people in Coluny? We had a 1 million Lotto Plus One winner on the 13th of November. Now, that person has yet to come forward. So we're asking people to check their tickets and to give us a call as soon as possible. And hopefully we'll try and get you paid before Christmas.
And how could I forget about winning streak? And now there's lots and lots of texts coming in about a winning streak. And those who sent in their 3 stars and continue to do so, I don't know if there are still 3 stars on the lottery. What is the story with winning streak, Frank?
Well, I can tell you, with the COVID situation, winning streak won't be back this year. We are trying to make plans to see when we can take it back, but it's absolutely impossible to tell at the moment with the current COVID situation. You know what, winning streak, you get five people from all over the country in one studio. So it's very problematic. And it was one of the first things to be cut at the beginning of COVID as well. So it's something that we'll definitely keep an eye on.
Yeah. But those who sent in the 3 stars, however long ago at this stage, presumably they're still in the drum somewhere.
So we did a catch-all draw in September the previous year. So we basically we did 2 separate draws for all those tickets. So unfortunately, the people who still have the 3 stars, they're completely useless now, I'm afraid.